You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and scorenorth.com.
Moving on from Kirk Cousins at this point would have represented a rebuild, to say the least, unless you're bringing in another veteran quarterback to take his place. So at this point, the veteran quarterbacks outside of Lamar Jackson remains franchise tagged are spoken for.
Yep.
And they converted Kirk Cousins' salary into a $20 million signing bonus. And so you're already in for that money.
Yep.
I don't anticipate that anything changes on that front. So we'll see. They can always revisit the contract talks. There's nothing final at this point. But right now it's setting up as a potential contract here for Kirk Cousins and the opportunity for him to go out to market next year.
There he is, GQ Tom, rocking the aviators. Was that, I'm guessing that was Vikings.com.
And
was
that
Gabe?
That was Gabe.
That was Gabe. Gabe with the shades, Tom with the shades.
It's right just a couple of James Bonds talking Vikings football, talking quarterbacks. Yeah. Down in Scottsdale? Where are we doing the meetings this week?
It's Arizona.
Arizona?
Somewhere in Arizona?
Yep.
Probably somewhere near the Cardinals messed up facility.
Oh, that, no.
The players all downvoted their lunch options.
Yeah, no. I bet they were in the nicest resort possible. Those things are never in a bad place. In fact, I covered them in Orlando in 2010-ish. In the hotel that, unfortunately, now Bob Saget was found dead in.
What?
It's a nice hotel. Great hotel. It was the Orlando, I think it was the Breakers Hotel, if I'm not mistaken. But, I mean, these guys always go to, because it's not that it's the GMs and coaches. It's that it's the owners show up. They go to the poshest resorts that they can find.
Is that a good or a bad thing when your hotel from that point forward is known as it's the hotel that Bob Saget was found dead inside? Well, is that good or bad marketing?
It's just a fact. It's a fact.
Do you think the local Hilton here is the one where like Eddie Guerrero found dead here?
It's the Hilton. Which Hilton is that? Oh, it's the one where Eddie Guerrero was found dead from an overdose. I love that hotel.
Cardinals pitcher Daryl Kyle, the Westin on Michigan in Chicago. They won't tell you the room. I know that.
So there you go. I guess
I know where athletes
it is. Died. It's good marketing then. It's
so
good
you
marketing.
Know where, yeah. Well, actually, you might have.
You
room.
Wouldn't know when you're recommending a hotel to someone. You're like, I don't know if there's any hotels in St. Louis. Oh, there. I know. I do know of one. Yeah. It's
the hell of a Westin. It's called the Heavenly Bed.
Yeah, I just realized, too, unfortunately, we got Eddie Guerrero at the Hilton. You got Brian Pillman, I believe, in Bloomington. I mean, we actually, unfortunately, I think, got more.
I remember
than
the
one.
Brian Pillman one.
Oh.
Yeah, but what hotel
all
is that?
The it's, place, man.
It's got to be a nice hotel,
though. Nice hotel.
Like, I'm not going to remember it. If you die in a 2-star, I ain't going to remember the hotel.
No, it's got to be at least a 3.5, 4-star, right?
Oh, and if you die in a 5-star, Judd's all over it.
He's in. It might be discounted. All right, this is Purple Daily.
Hotels tonight.
Daily by... Daily, yeah, they should have an option. They've got the Geo Target option, hotels tonight, and they've got the no one wants to stay here anymore because a notable celebrity died. Do you want to stay here for $105? TCL is now an official partner of the NFL. No matter what you watch, TCL has award-winning TVs for any budget, any space, all with stunning picture quality. TCL makes more than just TVs. They offer mobile products, audio devices, home appliances. TCL brings you joy and simplicity through innovative technology. I'll have... Twins baseball on my TCL TV today. Guessing you guys may dabble on opening day. Happy baseball opening day. So I have a question for you guys before we get into our regular Thursday State of the Vikings offseason, random Viking of the week. A few years back, I think it was the last time the Vikings were in the market. It might have been like around Teddy Bridgewater time. Can't remember exactly. But a few years ago on the old Mackey and Judd radio show, we put together sort of the research on how likely is it that you're going to find a franchise quarterback by the round they're drafted in, assuming you're not like rigging it, right? You can't like it's as the draft sort of naturally falls the last 20 years. how often are first rounders a hit? How often are second rounders a hit? Third, fourth, and so on going back. And so I want to present some facts to you guys, and I want you to tell me how these facts impact what you think the Vikings should do as they're clearly planning for life after Kirk, right? They're not extending his contract. There's all sorts of buzz that they may draft a quarterback in the first round this year, if not, obviously next year. So they are on the hunt for their quarterback of the future. So I went back the last 20 years, and I'm not counting guys that we aren't really sure about from the last two drafts, because I think we need some leeway for if you've been drafted at some point in the last couple of years. Trevor Lawrence, I think, is a hit, so I'm gonna put him in the hit category, but there's some other guys that we just don't know yet. So take those guys out. What percentage of quarterbacks are complete unplayable busts? What percentage are hits? And hits meaning, this is my own definition, that they're at least league average for a multi-year stretch. So it's for me, if you pan out, you are at least a league average quarterback for a multi-year stretch. Yeah. Kind of subjective, but stick with me on this, all right? So in the last 20 years, 59 quarterbacks have been drafted in the first round, not counting. There's a couple guys that I'm not counting from the last couple years. 47% of first-round quarterbacks the last 20 years have panned out, according to me anyways, like just my sort of. There's some guys on the gray area, but at the high end, there's obvious guys. There's the Mahomes, Rodgers, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, Joe Burrow, like, there's a lot of guys that you can just say, yep, those are obvious. They definitely panned out. I'm also including on the low end guys like Carson Wentz. Maybe they didn't pan out to the degree that you expected by drafting them where you did. Or even like Baker Mayfield, where not a complete bust. A guy that, if the circumstances are right, he can be league average. Like Carson Wentz was league average or better for a multi-year stretch. So that's the range. Like, Mahomes panned out big time. Carson Wentz, not a complete bust, was league average for a few years, actually flirted with an MVP one year, the year they won the Super Bowl and he got hurt, right? So about half panned out in the first round. 32% were complete busts in the first round. I'm talking Christian Ponder, Blaine Gabbert, Brady Quinn, Tim Tebow, Brandon Whedon, guys that are just, all right, we're going to hitch our franchise to this first round pick. Womp, and they are out of the league basically after a few years, right? Mm-hmm. And the remaining 20% are guys like Bridgewater, Bortles, Trubisky, where they didn't ruin your franchise. They threw for a few thousand yards a couple of years, right? Like, you went to the playoffs with them. They stuck around for a little bit. So that's first round. Half panned out. A third were complete busts. Second and third rounds combined, 16% panned out. 72% were complete busts. Fourth round or later, 5% panned out. 90% were complete busts. So first round, 40, let's call it 50%. Second, third rounds combined, 16%.
Wow.
Fourth round or later, 5% mm-hmm. panned out. Mm-hmm. How does that information from the last 20 years sort of affect what you think the Vikings should do?
Well, I think there's a difference between, because, you know, the thing about it is, like, that first round, the subjectivity of it is really interesting, because you can, I'm sure what a team considers a bust is much harsher. Like you have hitched your wagon to Carson Wentz and he looks like he's going to be great. And like, this solves our problem. Whoops. Here's the cliff. He gets hurt. The last two groups, but especially the last group, the 5% group, that's just flyers. Like you can't, I don't think any team goes into a draft saying, yeah, you know what we're going to do? We're going to game the system and find Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. That would be absolutely crazy. And the second group is, you know, a guy that falls in as a bust, but it's not the end of the world, is Kellen Mond. You're just literally saying, you know, we think he might be good. We don't know. And conversely, you know, to his credit, Kirk Cousins is in that bin as far as, oh my God, you know, we took this guy to be a backup to RG3, never expected to play him. And in fact, Kirk has talked about that when Kyle Shanahan was on the coaching staff, one of the first things Kyle said to Kirk was, hey, if you play well, like if you practice well, we might be able to trade your ass.
Right. So I think the biggest question then is, to your point, like Kellen Mond, yes, are you taking a good faith? You're it's the third round. Is it a good faith effort to draft a young quarterback and develop him? Okay, maybe. But is it? Like when you look, and you could probably play this out for other positions too. Obviously, the further you get in the draft, the less likely it is that you're going to find starters. Yeah. I just think it's extreme for quarterbacks. So if you're a franchise, like when the Vikings did the Mond thing, Cousins was a couple years younger. He was still very much in the middle of his prime.
Yep.
I think he had another year or two left on his contract, whatever it was. And it's just sort of like, let's take a little flyer here. It's been a while since we've had a young quarterback in the door. Right. You're kind of hedging, right? But if you're a franchise like the Vikings are now, where you've made a decision, we aren't moving forward with Cousins after 2023, mm-hmm. I think you have to get out of like the third, fourth, fifth round flyer business and get into the be aggressive in the first round business.
But the Vikings aren't there. Like the thing about it is there's been nothing that they have said or indicated that they are in the we're going to game the system and find a guy in the fifth round. Like everything they are doing due diligence wise, and just from if you sort of try to read between the lines of what they're saying and not saying about their due diligence and also Kirk, it indicates that they have their plan set on at some point in time here, a first round pick. I mean, now this is where it gets interesting. Hendon Hooker very well might be a late first round pick, and he very well might be a colossal bust, but nobody's expecting him to fall to round three now. So I don't hear anything from Kwesi or KOC about we're trying to get cute here. On the Mond thing, remember, you know, in retrospect, and this played out before our eyes, so it's not surprising now, but Rick Spielman was a very reactionary quarterback drafter. He would do it. It's funny, you know, the conversations, I think some people think, Purple Daily's crazy. They have all these conversations. They're so far-fetched. They don't know what they're talking about. And sometimes they're right. But you know what? I guarantee you, the Vikings had conversations internally that we had, which is, Rick, you got to take a quarterback at some point in time. And Rick said something along the lines of, but I'm scared. I don't know how. And so look at the reactionary, though. Ponder. Musical chairs, right? I got to take one. And so we just took one. Kellen Mond, how long had we said, why don't the Vikings try one in the third round? You know, it's not a coincidence that all of a sudden they took Kellen Mond. So that was a very, and that's why I didn't trust Rick. I actually think that these two guys now have a far better idea of what they're doing. And I don't think that they're going to try to say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to find Russell Wilson. I think that they're saying, we're going to replace Kirk and we're going to do it by putting our necks on the line because that's what we're paid to do.
I think with Spielman, Judd's right. I think there was more of a fear. Like, there was a scare. Like, I'm gun-shy because the Ponder thing was a complete bust. Teddy's leg exploded. Like, that wasn't necessarily a bust situation. But then it became gun-shy. With Kwesi, I think you replaced the word scared with investment. Like, you're going to make an investment that are probably going to go wrong, right? Like, you're going to make an investment that goes south. That's probably how Kwesi looks at it, right? Like, drafting a quarterback to him, that's an investment. It has a high bust scale. It might not hit. It might be my career-defining moment. If I don't get this right, I probably lose my job. At the same time, just like most other investments, it could pay out tenfold, and you could be known as the guy who drafted the next Pat Mahomes, the next saver quarterback to this franchise. So I think they look at it as more of an investment scale. So it's more of a there's a risk factor for sure. Phil lays out that it's about a coin flip, essentially, as a first-round drafting quarterback over the time period that he listed that it's going to hit, so it's a coin flip. But if it hits, it could be the greatest thing that has ever happened to this franchise and for that person's legacy, too. So I would probably replace scared with Spielman and just look at it as an investment like Kwesi probably does.
I agree. I think in terms of like Kwesi's going to look at it as this is a bet that we need to make. And it's not 100%. There's a chance it could be a bust, but we need, and I'm sure he explains this to ownership, too. In fact, I think someone came out yesterday, was it John Lynch defending his own organization, but it was somebody speaking about the 49ers down there in Arizona. They gave up all this draft capital to move up and get Trey Lance, and it's been kind of a bust, right? But because they've made so many other great decisions as a franchise, you have to be allowed to make some bad moves. And in today's day and age, a lot of the general managers, look at how many more big trades we're seeing, right? We're AJ Brown going over here, and then the Panthers and the Bears trading over here. And there's just a lot. And Kwesi has made big trades, right? Second rounder for Hockenson. These aggressive GMs have to be allowed to make some mistakes. But I think there's a big difference based on this data that we're presenting here on making a mistake, shooting your shot for one of the three blue chip quarterback prospects versus taking a flyer on Hendon Hooker. And I don't mean to dump on Hendon Hooker here, but the people who are like, just kind of, you know, just go grab Hooker in the second or third round and he can kind of develop behind Kirk Cousins. All right. I have a list for you guys. The last 20 years, here are the quarterbacks that have gone in the second and third rounds. Just take a guy in the second or third round and, you know, let him develop behind your starting quarterback, right? There's been 49 of these guys in the last 20 years. Russell Wilson, I think, maybe Jalen Hurts, are the only two out of 49 that have really panned out as like franchise top quarterbacks. There's a few others that I would count as having panned out, but on more of like a league average, like between 10th and 15th. I'll put Andy Dalton, Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo, Colin Kaepernick, and Matt Schaub in that category. So that gets us, that's like 7 or 8 out of 49. Here's the rest. Josh McCown, good backup for a couple decades, right?
Yeah, nice career.
Jacoby Brissett, good to have as a backup.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Foles, one of the great backups, but not a multi-year above-average starter. Geno Smith, took him 10 years, but I think if you ask the Jets, did that pan out for you? They would say, no. Congrats to the Seahawks a decade later for getting a guy that finally pulled his head out of his ass, right? Or maybe had the right circumstance. Chad Henne, Tavares Jackson, Colt McCoy, Trent Edwards, Davis Mills. That's a maybe, but they're also going to draft a quarterback to replace him, it sounds like. Drew Locke, Brock Osweiler, Kevin Cobb, Drew Stanton, Kellen Clemens, Mike Glennon, C.J. Beathard, Charlie Fry, Chris Sims, Charlie Whitehurst, Deshaun Kaiser, Mason Rudolph, Cody Kessler, Ryan Mallett. Just grab a guy in the second. Just go grab Ryan Mallett in the second, third round and let him develop behind Tom Brady, right? John Beck, Desmond Ridder, Jimmy Clausen, Sean Mannion, Brody Croyle, Malik Willis, Will Greer. Just go grab Davis Webb or Andrew Walter or Dave Ragone, Brian Brom, Kevin O'Connell. Kevin O'Connell's on this list.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my point is, you're really not actually looking for a franchise quarterback if you're doing the just go get a guy in the second, third, fourth round and let him sit behind Cousins.
Right.
Like, you have to get super lucky for that to pan out.
But the good thing is I don't sense that this administration from the Vikings is doing that. Like, I think that there's a far better chance that they would trade up for Will Levis than they would try to grab a guy. Now that's the difference, though, is they might think, who knows, that Hendon Hooker is worth a first-round pick. And then you set yourself up for a potential bust. But the good thing about these guys is they are going to keep taking swings at this until, in their mind, they get it right. And the one thing that Spielman, the one thing that these guys have, because I don't think for a second that, like, Kwesi's going to find this guy. Like, it's Kwesi. It's scouting, you know. He knows his job. But the one thing that the Vikings didn't have previously that they have now is they have someone in their building that can identify, hopefully, this guy. Like, Rick rarely had that. Who was advising Rick on quarterbacks? Was advising
Norv Turner 1 year.
On
right?
Bridgewater, yeah. But, I mean, besides that.
Brad Childress.
Well, no, but, I mean, Brad
kick-ass
had.
Kick-ass offense.
But that was Brad's say. Brad had say. But, I mean, Ponder came in a year when it was split the decision-making personnel between Frazier, who wanted a veteran quarterback, and he got one. Unfortunately, his name was Donovan McNabb. And so Rick said, okay, I got to draft one. He drafted Ponder. And other than Norv helping with Teddy, you know, Rick was basically playing darts blindfolded. So the whole thing now is, one, I don't sense that the Vikings are trying to cheat this and get cute. And two is Kwesi does have people, including O'Connell, most importantly, in the building who can identify what he wants. And that is incredibly important. So I think the system now lends itself to potentially being far more successful.
Mm-hmm. My favorite part about this list as you kind of sort through the first round, second and third, and then the fourth round or later guys, you have to do it, right? Because you do need to fill out a roster of quarterbacks, and you need guys who can hold clipboards and like chime in a quarterback meeting and just go out there and take snaps in a crisis. But of the 139 guys, quarterbacks drafted fourth round or later the last 20 years, here are the guys who've panned out. Let me cough for a second. Almost done kicking this respiratory thing that Judd. Thank you, Judd, by the way. Appreciate it.
There's no problem. I mean, it could have been Declan, too, but I just wanted to take credit for it.
Here's the guys fourth round or later who've panned out. Cousins, Romo, Dak. And then it gets real thin here. I'm counting these guys as multi-year average or above average starters.
Sure.
Tyrod Taylor, Matt Cassel, yeah. Ryan Fitzpatrick, David Garrard. The other 132, irrelevant. Pretty much. Well, Case Keenum, relevant for 1 year.
Yeah. Vikings fans.
Brian Hoyer, relevant for 1 year. Brock Purdy, relevant for 5 games. Gardner Minshew, Trevor Siemian. You could make a case like, all right, some guys who can, you can, they can play a little bit, but not guys that have like been multi-year above average starters.
Right, right.
So and go get the UCLA guy in the fourth round and have him develop into what? A backup. Okay.
And sure. And where this game for the Vikings gets tougher is the fact that they're never bad enough to be in that upper group. So either you have to trade up there, which you mortgage an absolute ton to get up there, or you have to be, you have to identify like the fourth QB. And because there seems like in most years, there's a very clear pecking order of QBs, right? Like where the list ends and then where it begins again for the tier two, tier three guys. So that's where they are going to have to be really savvy and good. Cause you know, the fact that Joe Burrow has panned out is awesome to watch. Not a huge surprise, though. Like, we knew he was going to be good. The question is how good. But, you know, when you're talking about, like, that's the thing. Will Levis, if you love him, are you convinced that with a year of work behind the scenes, you can take him from being probably at the bottom of tier one, which is still damn good, and get him up to the second guy on that tier?
Yep. Yep, and that's the, you know, or have you just decided that, like Thor has said, some of his red flags are just going to be really tough to overcome? Someone also, one of those mysterious, like, NFL insider accounts, not a Schefter, but like an anonymous sort of account, tweeted some hearsay yesterday that Will Levis has been bombing some of these interviews, just that he's just kind of a little bit aloof and arrogant, maybe. But that would seem to add up that a guy who's supremely physically talented with a huge arm, if he was nailing the interviews, he'd be moving up, right? You'd be seeing the smart mock draft insider guys instead of dropping him. In fact, actually, this might be a good segue here real quick into our mock draft update. Like, Judd, you saw this one. Another NFL Network /NFL.com mock. Bucky Brooks, spoiler alert. Doesn't he have Will Levis falling out of the first round entirely?
Yeah, he is out of the first round. First one I've seen that's done that, which is not going to happen.
Yeah, well, if it does, it's very telling, right? It means
20 bucks.
It means he held the football wrong in that meeting with the Vikings.
20 bucks right now, I'll give you odds.
Okay, what are the odds?
You tell me. You tell me.
You can't say that and then not give the odds. You're making the odds.
Okay, how about... How about 10 to 1? So you put up, if I lose, I give you 20. If you lose, you give me 200.
You won't.
Maybe in installments of some sort.
How confident are you to take my 20 bucks?
I'm pretty damn confident, actually. If Will Levis, someone would trade up to get him. But to your point, Bucky Brooks did hear something. Like, you wouldn't just arbitrarily try and make yourself look stupid for no reason.
100%.
So he did hear something.
All right, we've done about 35 mock draft recaps here. Three quarterbacks going to the Vikings, all of them in the last week and a half or so. A bunch of cornerbacks, but none recently. Lately, it's been wide receiver and quarterback centric here. Let's see what Bucky Brooks has in his now 3.0. It's a 3.0. All right, he's got C.J. Stroud going number one. He's got Bryce Young going number two. Will Anderson Jr., Tyree Wilson, Jalen Carter, Seahawks. Let's keep growing, scrolling here. Wow, no. So there's Jackson Smith Njigba, 12.
Okay.
He also he has Richardson falling too. Right? Am I, yes. Did I scroll past him?
No. No, I think
oh my God! What?
Yeah.
Okay, he's got Richardson falling to the Seahawks at 20.
Yeah, that's also not going to happen.
Okay, if he fall, if Richardson falls past 15, is that where the Vikings would say enough? We're moving.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
If Levis just and Richardson both start to free fall, the cell phones in Egan will be in overdrive.
Yeah. Well, this wouldn't be a bad alternative. With the 23rd pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, according to Bucky Brooks 3.0, the Vikings buy themselves flowers. Zay Flowers, wide receiver, Boston College.
I want a mock!
I can hear Thor celebrating. That's his guy.
After moving on from Adam Thielen this offseason, the Vikings grab a route-running specialist as a playmate for Justin Jefferson. Flowers' speed, quickness, and precision make him an ideal candidate as a WR2 opposite the all-pro wideout. It's the first Zay Flowers mock we've seen outside of the three or four that we've personally done with Thor on Tuesdays.
Anthony Richardson falling that far would amaze me even more than Levis falling into the second round.
That's the thing. Like, if you go back a couple months or so, there's a lot of buzz that Richardson, might, you know, is he a first round guy? Like probably late, mid to late first round. So is it just a bunch of steam? Hey, did these teams find anything out about him athletically that they didn't already know by just watching him on film? And if you talk to anyone who watched Florida football the last couple of years, they'd say, I don't know about him going top five. A little raw, you know? Mm-hmm. So if teams still feel that way, then, and also, like, if, let's say the Colts get Lamar Jackson or something before the draft. I don't think it's going to happen before the draft, but that takes a team off the board, for instance.
Yeah.
You know?
I got to think somebody goes up and gets at least one of them. I think they're both still gone in the top 10.
Yeah.
I
think four quarterbacks.
I won't bet you on that one. I won't bet you on that one. Unless you give me good odds, but we can talk about that later.
Yeah, let's talk about that off.
So Bucky Brooks, the first.
I won't get in trouble.
The first Zay Flowers mocker. Something that won't get you in trouble is working with Livia to lose weight.
Oh.
It'll enhance your life.
Absolutely right. In fact, if you're talking about first-round draft picks, if you looked in the mirror this morning and said, you know what, sports dad, I want to lose weight like you did. How can I do it? Who should be my first overall pick in weight loss? I'm going to tell you right now, Livia Weight Control Centers. There is no doubt about it. If you're watching us on YouTube right now, yeah, the guy on the left and the guy on the right, it's the same guy. It's me. I confess. What's the difference? Well, just look at how chunky the guy on the left is. And then you look at the guy on the right, and you're like, oh my gosh, is that a movie star? No, it's not a movie star. It's just Sports Dad. It's just Sports Dad. And right now, I want to make you an offer that is going to sound even better as you look to lose weight for summer. How about your first 8 weeks for free? Your first 8 weeks for free on a program that's not only going to help you lose the weight, and it's very simple, but keep it off as well. 855-GO-LIVIA, livia.com. LIVEA.com. Run that piece of paper up to Roger Goodell at the podium and say, Livia is my first round draft pick.
You know, if you're a motorcycle rider, maybe Dennis Kirk should be your first round draft pick. It's been a long winter and it's about to get longer apparently in the next 48 hours, but pretty soon it'll be riding season. We think, well, whatever you ride, Harley, Indian, Metro Cruiser, sport bike, you'll find what you need at DennisKirk.com so you can ride more and weight less. Over 180,000 parts and accessories in stock, clothing and helmets as well. Shipping is free for orders over $89. And if you order by 8 p.m., they ship the same day. Everything you need for your ride at DennisKirk.com. And before we get to also a couple other things here, including a random Viking of the week, a reminder, the Surly Draft Party at Park Tavern. The Surly Draft Party at Park Tavern. Purple Daily will be there streaming live on YouTube and hanging out with all of you. We got some fun giveaways we're going to be planning. April 27th at 6 p.m. inside. Is it the 11th frame, Judd? That's what we're...
Yes, it is.
Yep. The 11th frame, there's a spillover area to a tent and a bunch of TVs where we can watch the Vikings trade out of the first round and bitch about it together.
Or take a quarterback or go up.
or go up to nine. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, so we're looking forward to it. The Surly Draft Party at Park Tavern, 6 o'clock start time on April 27th. Let us know if you're going to be there. We'd love to see as many of you as possible. And cheers. Some Before I Die. Before I Die is going to make a return.
That is right. And it's going to be, for now, it's going to be a one night only limited engagement return on tap Before I Die. It's going to be relaunched at the draft party. And then you're going to have to wait till fall. And by the way, just to spill a little bit, you are going to see a new can as well. Oh. Before I Die, reemerging, one night only. Yes, we're not charging for this party, and Surly's not, but they are going to give you an opportunity so that we can all sip on the beer of our choice as we look for the Vikings, not only to make a good draft pick, but to eventually win a Super Bowl.
So the state of the Vikings offseason, there's not a lot to update this week because they haven't really done anything. So I guess just to recap, players who are gone, Eric Kendricks wrote a nice long piece on Players Tribune. Shout out to Zenbox Ramen, by the way, in that article. If you know, you know.
A little Barla Grassa.
Didn't know Eric Kendricks was a Barla Grassa. Mm-hmm. Kendricks shouting out some good restaurants, mm-hmm. for sure. Kendricks gone, Thielen gone, Cam Dantzler, Patrick Peterson gone, Duke Shelley gone, Dalvin Tomlinson gone, Josh Oliver, the tight end in, Marcus Davenport in, Byron Murphy, Dean Lowry, the defensive lineman, and then wide receiver Brandon Powell, linebacker Trey Reader, all in. Harrison Smith back, Garrett Bradbury back, Alex Mattison back, the special teamers are back, Nick Mullins back. And then Za'Darius Smith, Dalvin Cook, and I would say Danielle Hunter, all sort of up in the air contractually at this point. So just real quick before we get to a random Viking of the week, do you feel like the offseason has been a net win for the Vikings, that they've added more value than they have subtracted?
Yes, because I love the subtractions. I think the subtractions are spot on. They're what I wanted a year ago, and we didn't get them, and now we do, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. So I don't know if, like, I think, oh, my God, this team is improved a lot, because, you know, I don't think that they're improved a lot, but I think that they're trending in the exact right direction, and that's what I like. And it now feels like it is morphing into Kwesi and Kevin O'Connell's team, which it didn't a year ago. But, you know, Kendricks, Thielen, go through that list. Those are guys, the start of guys that needed to go. If there was one guy when the season ended that I said, okay, I'd take that guy back, it's Harrison Smith. He's coming back. Seifert sent me an interesting note, and this is why the running back thing is far from done yet. I believe right now among the 32 teams in the league, the Vikings, between what Dalvin Cook is scheduled to make and Madison now signed for, are the second team in the league when it comes to paying running backs. So that's not done. I think the defensive ends, or the rush ends, I guess, in a 3-4, and the running back thing is not resolved. Something's going to give, I think, with both of those things.
Do you think it has to give before the draft?
Not
for any of these?
No, not necessarily, no. Because, okay. I mean, the draft, you do eventually have to clear out space to sign your picks. But right now, the Vikings have 5 picks. So no, I don't, but do I expect a draft move or two? Like, here's the one thing. I think if you're going to trade Cook, you're going to try and get draft picks or a draft pick. So I think that gives, I think the defense, I think the rush end thing's a little bit more convoluted, because you know what we don't know, and we've heard nothing. Hunter's camp. Like, he's not going to plan that contract. Mm-hmm. And it's come up, but we haven't heard anything. So like, if Danielle Hunter says, guys, I'm out, I'm not going to play, then Smith might come back, because they picked up the payment in March. But if Daniil's like, you know, let's say they're quietly behind the scenes working on a contract, then I think Za'Darius is probably gone.
Yeah. And Za'Darius didn't get the memo that, hey, we need some more time to let this play out. He's like, Minnesota, loved it. Great, great year. Appreciate it. I'm out of here. And they're like,
shout out to the restaurant.
Yeah.
They'd be like, yeah, Red Rabbit. Red Cow.
Does every player now, is if you go through like the Players Tribune Twitter account, it's just like one tweet after another, an ode to the city that a player is leaving.
Yes.
I mean, where do we draw the line at some point here? Do we get, does everyone, I mean, well, I will say though, Adam Thielen didn't bother writing anything for Players Tribune.
Not yet.
He just put a post out on Instagram. Kendricks went the extra step. I think Kendricks is solidifying himself as a better former Viking at this point than Adam Thielen.
Do you suppose that Thielen was a little bit timid about doing a Players Tribune piece because the last guy who left here as a high-profile offensive player wrote a 3,000-word piece, and Kyle Rudolph managed not to mention the quarterback? And then when he got called on it,
he did not offer any sort of retraction or, oh, my God, I can't believe I forgot my favorite quarterback. He just didn't vibe well with Kirk Cousins. So,
this is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom, and it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation. Anyhow, all right, I think it's time. Time for a little random Viking of the week here, boys. The ultimate battle of historical wits. Where Judd Zolgad mostly dominates me and Declan as a team. We go every other week up against Judd. It's my turn to throw out a player. Declan's turn to sit in the hot seat against Judd. A few of the more recent random Vikings include Laquan Treadwell, Ontario Smith, Christian Ponder, Herschel Walker, Chad Beebe, and Chester Taylor. I'm going to throw out a series of clues. You guys can shout out guesses however you want to. You get up to 3 incorrect guesses, and then you are eliminated. You can ask me questions. I can decide if I want to answer them. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do it.
Go.
Okay. This random Viking of the week originally hails from Riviera Beach, Florida. This random Viking of the week was the 6th of 8 children in his family.
Wow.
Big family. This random Viking of the week has played in the USFL.
The USFL within the last year or two?
Oh, that's a good question. I'll give you that answer at some point.
Okay.
I just want to throw you guys that little USFL
okay.
clue real quick here. Could be an old school, could be a new school.
I got a guess.
Wow.
Anthony Carter.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
There it is, folks. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
One of the most dominant performances in the history of Random Viking.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
I had some fun clues lined up, too. Like,
I'm sorry.
This Random Viking scored a touchdown in NFL games played on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday in his career.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Apparently he scored a Friday touchdown. This random Viking, when he finished his career in college, averaged 17.5 yards per play, which is an NCAA record.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of clues here.
He is one of the biggest snubs currently from the Ring of Honor.
He's so good. He was my favorite wide receiver as like a 5-year-old too. I remember always had my Anthony Carter jersey and stuff.
Why he is not in, I don't know if he's like refused to come back. I have no idea what it is. It makes no sense.
Because he was one of the best receivers in the league for about 3 years. He was the best offensive weapon on an NFC championship team in 1987, right?
On Vikings receiving charts. And as you said, he started with the, I believe, Michigan Panthers. But on the Viking receiving charts in his time here, he's way up there on things.
I think he deserves to get in before Adam Thielen and before some of these newer guys.
Yeah,
he does. So
it's a snub. Yeah,
one of the more sort of forgotten great Vikings players, Anthony Carter. And wow, Declan, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, that was being burned. I think that was 60 seconds, maybe.
Chester Taylor, a few weeks back, I got quickly too.
Yeah,
because I think you said he played for Toledo in the MAC, and that was that.
We've had a couple others that have literally taken 10 minutes and 100 clues to figure out.
It just depends on the day. I still think the fastest one was the first one of all time when Declan got Tavares Jackson.
Declan got Jackson and Brock Lesnar very quickly.
Yeah.
I feel like Tavares was like one clue or two. It was ridiculous. Like, I didn't even feel bad about the loss because it was so quick.
And then you rattled off like 8 straight wins after.
I got pissed. I went to the gym and worked. I worked out. I got mad. I got my retribution. I went Rocky. I went Rocky. I'm like, I got to improve my mind on random Vikings.
Went on the elliptical.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, that's your Purple Daily fix for the day. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die. We are your home for 365 day per year Vikings fodder and content. If you could give us a 5-star rating and a positive review on the Apple Podcast page, Purple Daily Apple Podcast, and click the subscribe button and the like button on the YouTube channel, it helps spread the word about this Vikings community you guys are helping us build. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.